And when you're cleaning the corn, what's that string stuff called?
I don't know.
Silk?
Yeah, silk.
Mm-hmm. What's the large rain fruit that grows on the ground and you carve out little things? What's the small yellow crookneck vegetable that you can fry it or boil it?
Squash.
All right, what kind of melons do you know of?
Watermelon. Some of those other melons. Cantaloupe, isn't it? Sugar melon, that's not it.
Muskmelon
and cantaloupe, I think about stuff.
I think so, too. Okay, what springs up in the woods usually, you know, and they're round and they're got a stem and then kind of like a little umbrella-looking thing and you can eat them, put them in spaghetti sauce and everything? Little white, they're umbrella shaped. Mushrooms?
Yeah, but you don't use those kinds of woods.
You don't? Those are poisons?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any difference between a toadstool and a mushroom?
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I was just wondering. I saw toadstools.
Oh, yeah, think it is. A mushroom's good to eat and a toadstool's not.
Okay. Say a man has a sore throat on the inside and his throat's all swollen. You say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't blank it.
Swallow.
All right. What do people smoke, usually?
Cigarettes.
Cigars.
Cigarettes, cigars.
Okay.
Marijuana.
You know about that?
Yeah.
Okay, there were a lot of people at the party and they were all having a good time. They were standing around the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Okay, he wouldn't accept the coat, even though he was shivering with cold, because he didn't want to be blank to blank.
He wouldn't accept it because
he didn't want to be obligated anymore.
Oh.
That didn't make much sense, that one.
No, it didn't.
Somebody asked you about doing a certain job, and you'd say, sure, I'll blank it.
I'll do it.
All right. What do you call, up in your pantry, a soup? Soup comes in it, or beans come in it, or milk? That's right. That's fine. Okay. And somebody asked if you can do it, and you say, no, I
can't do it.
Alright. Somebody asked you about going to work, and it's about sundown, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and I blank all I'm going to do today.
I have worked all I'm going to
do. If you're talking about the fact that so few of your friends are still alive, you might say, I spent all week long looking for my high school classmates, and it seems that they're
all dead, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In such a situation, he blanked to be careful. So he's driving along the road, and he's drunk, you know. He says he blanked to be careful.
He failed to be careful, or
okay,
what?
He ought to be, or something. That's
he
right.
He ought to be careful.
Okay. Somebody says, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you blank.
I bet you get scared.
All right. I bet you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You knew when you first agreed to go that you blanked to tell your mother.
Failed. Oh.
You should.
I should tell your mother. Mm-hmm. I should not.
Okay. A boy got a whipping. A boy in school got a whipping. You'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
All right. Okay. What would be the negative form of he ought to?
He should have. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Somebody says, will you do it? And you say, no, I
will not do it.
All right. What about a contraction for that word?
Won't do it.
All right. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was standing around without helping, you'd say, you blank